You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905, Makan Kaki.
With our brand new foodie friend, Leonard Yong. He is a taste hunter with World's 50 Best Restaurants and also an house chef with Mila, right?
That is correct.
But when you're not cooking and you gotta go out and eat, where are some of your go-to places? We have to know.
Okay, so I'm a very Cantonese boy, so I really enjoy soups. Mm. So my first recommendation is actually my favorite 545 Whampoa Prawn Noodles. The name says Whampoa, but it's actually in Tekka Market. So Whampoa Prawn Noodles is actually a third generation hawker. Her name is Rui Fang, and I actually wrote an article about her for Channel News Asia about a year ago. So I actually went down at about 2 a.m. because that's when she starts today, and I shadowed her all the way until she opened her stall. I mean, she's amazing because she boils the prawns, she peels the prawns, she makes the broth, and then I think she opens at about like 5:30 or 6 a.m. and she sells out just after lunch. And she used to work in an office, but she decided to take her father's recipe and, you know, run with her own stall.
Here we have an example of someone who is willing to preserve what is her own personal family and hawker heritage. Right?
Exactly, and she's always like tweaking the recipe. So it's really nice to see that she's taking her dad's recipe, but she's still trying to continuously improve upon it.
Yeah.
You know, every time I go there, the fact that she has a kid and she has another kid coming on the way, and she's incredible because like recently she was in the papers because she was trying to find a kitchen helper because she's going to give birth soon, right?
Yeah.
She was actually offering up to about 3,400 salary per month.
Wow, I'm quitting my job and going to work for her now.
And interestingly enough, the last time I stopped by, she actually found someone. She gave the job to a 26-year-old girl who is an SMU graduate. Very, very similar path to hers. Like, she's also a graduate and wanted to try out the F&B industry. And it's amazing to see that she's kind of paving the path for the younger generation to follow in her footsteps. And I really respect her for that.
I love that you are kind of talking in terms of the human story behind the stall.
Yeah.
I'm going to take for granted that it actually is very delicious, right?
It is, of course, very, very delicious. Otherwise, I wouldn't be recommending it. The broth is not as robust as some of the other versions of prawn noodles. Rui Fang's version is a bit lighter, it's a bit more clean. It's the kind of thing that you can have very often. I always get the dry version with soup on the side because I want the noodles to be tossed with like the chili sauce, because the chili sauce is so good. It's got like heavy, like dried shrimp in it, it's spicy, it's got shallots in it. It's just sweet and spicy and salty and just damn tasty.
Mmm. Okay, so we need to not only enjoy a tasty bowl of prawn noodles, but we need to go and support third gen hawkers, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Alright, so check it out. Once again, what's it called? Where can we find it?
It's 545 Whampoa Prawn Noodles next to Tekka Market.
For more delicious details, check out Gold905's Facebook page or download our podcast on the free Me Radio app. Previously an engineer, finalist of MasterChef Asia, Leonard Yong is now a TV host, in-house resident chef for Mila, and also an official World's 50 Best Taste Hunter. Talks, masterclasses, and the World's 50 Best Restaurants Awards are in Singapore from 23rd to 25th June. For bookings and details, visit theworlds50best.com.
Gold905, Makan Kaki. Because good friends share good food.